Can I hear you?
Yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I can tell whether it's recording or not. I can watch the gauge.
Oh, okay.
Today is March 19th, and we're in Clara Rust's room at the Pioneer Home. We wanted to finish going over the names of King and Queen Regents, and we had gone through 1959, finished on one tape talking about Annie Kremer and Peter Steger. The next ones in 1960 were Ira and... I don't know what her name was. Mrs. Perkypile.
Perkypile.
Mr. and Mrs. Ira Perkypile.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to shut it off a minute? I can find her book here and see if it...
Mrs. Perkypile's first name was Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you knew them, of course.
Oh, yes.
Then,
you see, her daughter, June, worked here at a... worked here for a while as one of our maids, you know, for a long time.
Oh, at the Pioneer Home?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. June did. Is it June? June, yeah, she was one of the...
June McDonald?
No, it wouldn't be June either. What would be her name as Norma.
Norma
Perkypile.
Oh, I see.
Towers. Norma Perkypile Towers. Mm-hmm. She worked here for a while.
Uh-huh.
That was nice. That was one of our first husband and wife, King and Queen Regents.
Yeah, it was. I don't think...
I think they were... Then I think the Stocks was the only other one.
I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after the Perkypiles, then there was Mrs. Joan Vernetti and mm-hmm. Louis Johnson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Louis Johnson was always the man that built the ice sculptures from the first carnival on through. He did most of the decorating and made the big blocks of ice. Yeah, the thrones and all that. He did a marvelous job.
I saw some pictures of that in your scrapbook and historical book for
yeah.
Pioneer
mm-hmm.
Women.
Uh-huh.
When I first came to Fairbanks, they were still building those ice thrones.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they haven't done it for
a long
time.
Until he passed away. He did it definitely. He was real sick, and he did it right up to the year that he died almost,
yeah.
You know.
Then in 1962 was Eva McGown and Ed Farrell.
Yes, that's
right. I remember that because mm-hmm. I think I took a picture of them dancing at a St. Patrick's Day
yes,
party.
Yes, I have one of their pictures in my scrapbook someplace where they were dancing.
Two good Irishmen.
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. Of course, Ed Farrell is here in our Pioneer Home, and his wife died last year.
Yes.
His wife, Rebecca, and he's very feeble now. We don't think he will last too long.
Yeah, the last time I saw Ed,
he has a bad time at the table and talking. He's got the stuttering now. He can't even talk anymore. Uh-huh. Stutters.
And Eva, of course, she died...
in the fire 2 years ago.
In the Nordale Hotel fire.
It would be 2 years last February, wouldn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
February the...
Well, the date I remember 16th. Is February 26th. I mean, February 22nd. But I may be
it
wrong.
Was, it was before that. It was in the... Well, I have that in my scrapbook, too, but I can't tell you right now. But it's in February. I thought it was 14th or 16th, 17th,
yeah.
Or somewhere around there.
And then the next year, in 1963, was Helen Carlisle. Now, she was the Queen Regent, and she's a member of Pioneer Women of Alaska.
That's right. She's past president of Pioneer Women of Alaska, and she belonged to the first auxiliary number one of Nome, Alaska. She'd been a past president of that, and she lived in Nome for a good many years. And she went there as a school teacher, and
mm-hmm.
she had her her two sons and a daughter there, and Judy, and she raised them, and they went to school. She taught school, and then she worked in the federal building as a court reporter. Yeah, something like that. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's in Georgia, and she's ill and in a wheelchair.
Now, the King Regent in 1963 with Helen Carlisle was Irving Reed.
Yes, Irving McKay Reed, and he's gone now, too. And he was quite a colorful character around Fairbanks. That is, he's well-known, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He was a miner and
a surveyor,
and he'd been at the University of Alaska, and he'd been in the legislature. And a couple of years.
He was commissioner of highways, I think,
that's
for the
right.
territory
yeah.
when
uh-huh.
I first came here.
Yeah, they lived in Juneau for a few years when he was that. That's when she first became interested in her painting. She went out there, and
mm-hmm.
when she down there, she took lessons from an artist there in Juneau.
Mm-hmm.
Then when they came back here, then she went to the to Esther Herlin when he was teaching at the university.
They have some trees, the reeds. Log home is out there by Blaine Lake.
Yes, that's
and
right.
She told me one time that she had transplanted some southeastern trees.
Oh, I
evergreens, and they're still growing there. Quite a few of them made it, yeah, survived.
The place is rented. I guess her folks have turned them over to a trustee or a realtor or someone now that's taking care of all the mm-hmm. property for her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, Mrs. Reed died last year, too.
That's right, just in November sometime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then in 1964, the Queen Regent was Muriel Herring Johnson.
Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh. And Harry Avakoff.
That's right, and Harry Avakoff is gone. Okay. Muriel is, of course, has moved outside now. They have the summer home, you know, at Harding Lake that when Mrs. Emma McKinnon, she willed it to them when she passed away, her home that was on Harding Lake, because she was one of the first ones that settled on Harding Lake and had her cabin there. And so she left that to Muriel Johnson. But Mr. Johnson is not too well, so they can't take the cold winters, so they spend the winters outside, and then they come in here for the summer.
I know, they come up every summer and stay at the lake.
That's right, huh?
That's nice.
That's right, huh? You know, she's one of the older girls of the Herring family.
Yeah.
And she has sisters here.
That was a big family, huh?
Yeah, it was about 7, 8, maybe more.
More than that, I think.
Probably so.
I ran across Mrs. Agnes Herring's little biography on her in that book that you loaned to me.
Mm-hmm. She and my parents were friends in Seattle before they ever came north.
Mm-hmm.
They belonged to the same lodge, and Ed Herring went with my dad. They called him at lodge and told him about having a daughter when I was born. And so he and Ed went together up the house. Ed saw me the night that I was born.
Is that
Ed
right?
Herring, yes. Yeah. Now they come way up here.
And you meet again in Alaska?
That's really something. That's really something. He used to drive the delivery wagon for the Northern Commercial Company, you know, when they had horses, and then
didn't he start Sourdough Express too?
And then he started, when he quit the NC, he started the Sourdough Express.
Mm-hmm. Now his son Donald and his son-in-law Leo Schlofeld.
Mm-hmm.
Leo is his son-in-law.
Son-in-law, that's right. He's married to Agnes, one of the girls.
Yeah. Okay. So they continue the Sourdough Express operation.
That's right. But Don has branched out. Don doesn't have the. Don isn't on the Sourdough Express. He's on the. Else.
He's Fairbanks Fuel or something.
Yeah, that's right. It's because Schlofeld took over the Sourdough Express.
Well, after Muriel Johnson and Harry Avakoff, in 1965, Amanda Hansen and Willie Seguin.
Seguin.
Willie Seguin.
He is gone now, and of course Amanda lives in Phoenix,
Arizona.
But she comes up most every summer. But
I talked to her last summer.
She wasn't sure she's going to be up this summer. But
now Amanda is the past president of Pioneer Women too.
Yeah, and she's been secretary for a long time, and also she spent a good deal, 2 years of her youth down in the little town of Chena, down below town. So she knows quite a lot about the town of Chena.
Yeah, when I talked to her last summer, I went over to her place there on 3rd Avenue, is it?
Mm-hmm.
And part of that house, the two bedrooms that are on the north or the east side of that house, are part of the original cabin they lived in Chena.
That's right. Uh-huh.
Her father had dismantled the cabin and brought them up.
To this little cabin that they bought there,
so that's
yes.
Part of the old town of Chena has been preserved.
Yeah, that's right. But the house is ready to fall in. I don't think it'll hold up another winter.
But the floor is, and it really needs repairing.
You're afraid to walk on it for fear you go through it.
Yeah,
because you see, it was in the flood and everything. And when she comes back, she has no running water or any modern convenience there, whatever.
Yeah.
And she needs to have the water all the time for that, flushing that. Things she has.
Then in 66, Mary Ag Baba and Alwyn Humphreys.
Yes, And Alwyn Humphreys is gone, but the son is living, and his wife is up at Carriage North. She's up there, and they're getting good care, they say, up there. And the son, Bill, he's at every meeting. He was there last night.
Oh, he's the one who comes to our Pioneer meetings.
And boy, he loads up his plate a couple of times. He's always first at the food.
Well, he's a bachelor. I don't blame him for loading up when there's a good meal. That was good last night.
Yes, it was.
Good. And Mary Ag Baba's husband is Mike, who used to be dog musher.
That's right.
Years and, years and,
and then he had a taxi. He drove a taxi here for years for the Pioneer Taxi. And
Then in 1967, the king and queen were Dave Adler and Adriana Coyle.
Adriana Coyle, yes. Mm-hmm. And this was her second time as queen regent.
Yeah, that's right, because she was queen regent back up
when
here.
When she was queen regent and Jimmy Barrack was the king by, at that time, for some reason, they didn't have the carnival and they didn't, they just had a throne set up in Eagle Hall. And they had the two of them set there and program around them. So she said that they didn't get enough honor. There was nothing done for them or attention paid to them then. So she wanted to be queen regent again. But it wasn't much better this time, though. At that time, though, she made the trip to Dawson and she rode in their Discovery Day parade there. Mm-hmm. And they allowed her to take the crown, the ivory crown. And she wore the ivory crown in the parade.
I think that was the year they opened the Taylor Highway, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was
opening
the Taylor, yeah.
A big group of Fairbanksans.
That's right, because Jess and I drove up too, because my sister and her husband were here, and we took up them up at the same time. They had parades up there and what have you.
Mm-hmm. And then the next year was Eleanor Reed and Sig Wold.
Sig Wold,
now, of course,
yes.
Eleanor just died here recently in November.
That's right.
Sig Wold
he started the storage. He had a coal storage and a... Well, just a storage and a delivery thing here during the years. And then for a while, he was part owner in that. He and his wife ran that, the Sig Wold Apartments. It was the Wold Apartments upstairs there. They had that for a while.
Was that down there on 4th Avenue?
That was
Cushman
between 3rd and 4th, yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It was the Wold Apartments at that time.
Yeah, I know he used to live up there.
Yeah.
And he's moved over to Slaterville now.
Yeah, his wife, Betty, was with him then. And
now, in 1969, we had Queen Regent Mary Bojanich. I remember that because I took Mary to lunch.
Yeah, that's right.
And I interviewed her. And
oh, she was so happy.
Oh, it meant so much to Mary.
That's right. Uh-huh.
And Mike Kovac was the king.
Yeah,
Regent.
And Mike had always boarded with them after he moved in from the Cricks. And
well, he was a great friend of George.
George's, that's right. And after George died, he took care of the house and the wood and the stoves and everything for Mary.
I thought that was a real nice...
It really was. Uh-huh.
King and Queen
and,
Regent that year.
Then they both came here at the Pioneer Home about the same time. Mm-hmm. She moved in, he did.
Now, Mary died in... she died in August, because I remember I was in Dawson.
Last year.
Some of the senior citizens came over and
they told
Gertrude
about her passing. Yeah,
you know, who used to work
just,
here.
Just went in her sleep. She had been fine the night before. Everybody saw her and talked to her, and she didn't come to breakfast. And they went to see why, and she was gone. Just hadn't even gotten up, got dressed. She was just gone in her sleep.
And then the next year was 1970. Was Millie Rothenberg and Sam White.
Sam White, yes, they were a good pair. And, and they made the trip to Anchorage. And
that's great.
I think they were one of the first ones that were sent to Anchorage, weren't they?
I
our
think
king
so.
And queen of Fairbanks.
I think so. I don't think Mary went, because if she'd gone, she would have been talking about it a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but Mary didn't go. But Millie went, and her good friend Dorothy Pattinson, who dressed her and helped her all throughout.
That's right, I remember now.
Very, very old, good friend. In fact, Dorothy stayed with her for a while before she got married. She had a room at Rothenberg's home. Mm-hmm.
And then the next year was, in 1971, was Grace Harkness and William Schaefer.
Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh. Grace, she's what now, 92 or...
She's 92, a little bitty thing, you know, and she has children here, and
last night at the Pioneer meeting, her daughter, Mrs. Dittman,
her application went in.
To join the Pioneers was read.
She wasn't there last night, but I understand she's away sick. She's staying with her daughter, quite ill. Didn't they say something about...
2 weeks ago, was a note from her daughter. Yeah. Shirley Christensen in Anchorage, that she was down there and she was rather depressed.
That's right, and she was
wasn't feeling too well, a little depressed.
But I haven't heard she got back or not. She's been living in the house where her son owned, and he passed away and was looking after Keith, and she's been living there, but I don't think the grandchildren or anybody has been with her.
I visited her there late fall, I guess.
Had her home?
Yeah, Keith's house. This was after Keith had died.
Uh-huh.
And her grandson and his wife were there.
They're with her now. I guess maybe they stayed there with her.
So I'm not sure who's living there now.
Yeah, she was a cute little thing. She was so proud of me. And Schaefer, you know, is the widower, Linda Schaefer, that she was the grand recorder of the pioneers for so long, the Grand Eagle.
I remember, it was such a delightful, I did the story for the News Miner. I didn't work for the News Miner, but I did the Golden Day story on the King and Queen Regent for the pioneers.
Just when Bill was a king?
When Grace Harkness and Bill Schaefer were. It was really delightful talking to Grace. She's such a pleasant little thing.
That's a nice story you did, too.
Very difficult getting anything from Bill. He just...
Odd.
I asked him if he, you know, if he did anything interesting. No, he didn't. Never did anything interesting in his life.
Isn't that funny?
And it was
hard guessing these old folks talking.
Sometimes people,
they just want to talk all the time.
He's just a very quiet, modest guy. He just doesn't... He says, didn't do anything spectacular, but he's a very nice person. You know, I noticed day before yesterday, he was having an awful time getting his mail out of his mailbox.
Oh, really?
Down at the post office.
It was a trouble.
And he said his back has been giving him a real bad time. And I said, boy, I really feel sorry for you because I know.
Well, his daughter-in-law is awfully good to him. They live there, you know. They moved right in. Stepson and wife, they moved right in.
Yeah, he has someone there to watch him.
So it makes it nice for him.
But he was really suffering with his back. Well, but he was at the pioneer meeting last night.
I didn't see him last night. Was he there?
He was there.
Oh, was he there? I don't know if Betty was there.
Because I went in before the meeting started and gave an application from Hal Barnett.
Oh,
sent his application over, and I took it in and gave it to the secretary of the IGMU.
I see,
And that was...
Well, I understand that his stepson is... going to be work for this new Chino Hotel. He's going to be one of the clerks there.
Uh-huh.
I was telling everybody that he's going to be chief clerk, but I noticed in the paper when they had open house, they had somebody else's chief clerk, but I'm just wondering if he didn't get it, he'd be awfully disappointed if he didn't.
Mm-hmm. Now, Bill Schaefer's late wife, Linda, she was the grand igloo secretary for many years, 16 years.
17 years.
She
was secretary of the Grand Eagle. Did a marvelous job. She kept the books in good
shape.
Yes,
she did. Mm-hmm. Well, our grand recorder now is grand secretary.
Yeah, she's doing good, too.
Grand recorder is what Linda was. She does a good job.
Yeah, she does. She's very thorough, Vera is.
Vera.
Vera Sanders. And the last two or three years of Linda's, she had... been so ill so much, she had neglected. She had a lot of work to do to bring things up to date after she took over.
Yeah, Vera is doing a very good job. I was glad to see that she got reelected last
time. And she's so interested. Yes, I was glad to see that, too.
She's genuinely interested in the pioneers.
They tried so hard to get Betty. excuse me. But the rules for the grand officers, you have to be a 30-year resident of Alaska to be a grand officer, and she hadn't been here but 5-6 years.
Then the next year, 1972, were Mr. and Mrs. Adolph Stock. So here comes another man and wife.
They were so cute. And come on in. Oh, it's Dick.
Hi, Dick.
Don't step on this.
That was a brief intermission there. Dick Callahan came in with a newspaper to show to Clara Rust. He was asking about the headline, whether it was Nixon resigned or somebody asking to resign.
Nixon to resign, it was just too bad.
Okay, the last King and Queen Regent, let's get back to Mary Stock and Adolph Stock. Now, Adolph worked at the Nordale Hotel.
Oh, for years and years.
But he was retired when the hotel burned, wasn't he?
Yes, he was retired.
I think he had just retired.
Just retired when the hotel burnt. He wasn't on duty, And he brought his little bride over from Germany. She couldn't even speak a word of English,
Right?
And he would always poke her because she'd make a little courtesy, when she'd meet anybody or something, she'd make this little courtesy, and he'd poke her. You don't do that. He'd tell her because she was old country, and she'd make this little...
She speaks good English.
Yes, she does now. Very good. Yeah.
She
has quite a German brogue there,
but she speaks good. Her grammar is good.
That's she's had a good education in her country, I'm sure, from the language she uses.
And she's... when she stands up in a pioneer meeting, she knows how to make motions and and how to get things moving.
She really knows what she's talking about, because she'd been president of the Eagles and things like
she's
that.
She's a past president of the Auxiliary, isn't she?
Yeah, past president of the Auxiliary and also of the Eagles.
Yeah.
She was president of the Eagles quite a while ago. That gave her a good
education.
They
just went to, wasn't it last summer they went to Germany or last fall?
Yeah, they took the family. They took the son and the two grandchildren went to Germany because they thought that if they waited any longer, why, the relatives would be all gone or too old to recognize and enjoy them. So they had a very wonderful trip. They went over there with the son and daughter-in-law. And
the
I guess they're so very, very proud of their daughter-in-law. She's a pretty girl. And they're very much in love with her. And
she is a nice girl.
Isn't she? So they took her on a trip to Germany and Dick. They had the one boy, you know, I can't think what his name was, and he got killed in the elevator in the Nordia Hotel.
Oh.
The two boys were there. They'd come to meet their father to go home with him. And the one boy got in the elevator to, was going up on it, you know, and the other boy, not thinking, he leaned his head out to watch it, and it took his head right off.
Oh.
Oh, what a terrible thing for Adolf. They just about never got over that.
Oh,
and then,
horrible
of course,
tragedy.
And so they had Dick. I forgot the name of the other boy. That was an awful thing at the hotel there.
When did that
there.
Happen?
Oh, it must have been 20 years ago, 18, 20 years ago. And all of that, because Dick was just a young boy, and now he's what? He's almost 30 now, I think.
Something like that.
And, yeah, he was only 10, 12 years old when that happened.
Yeah.
And he was running the elevator. Sometimes he'd run the elevator to take some supplies to his dad or something like that, you know. And not thinking, you know, he went to look up to see
that's
where the elevator
children
was.
Children just
and
don't think of those things. That's what I tell my two when they're driving. Mm-hmm. If there's a kid on a bicycle or something, I said, they don't think. You have to think for them.
That's right.
You have to plan ahead, but they may make a move.
And it took his head right off, which was an awful thing. Old town kind of mourned for them.
Yeah, that was terrible.
And they made an awfully cute king and queen regent. They're both kind of short and chubby. And
they really enjoyed that trip to Anchorage.
Yeah, oh, yes. And they had such many honors. And they're so friendly, you know.
Yeah.
And they were wonderful for them. They're so happy.
Then last year's king and queen regent are, they're still reigning, I guess, until the new ones are named.
That's right. Until
Lena Phipps
and
Jack
Link.
Link.
Mm-hmm. And Lena Phipps is a widow, and she's been married to Phipps, her husband. He worked with the FE company for a long time in their power plant. And then Lena, I don't remember what she did, but she was really happy to be queen regent,
too.
Oh, yeah,
and then locked her.
And
you were the one who nominated her, as I recall.
Oh, yes. And,
that surprised her. I was sitting next to her that night when you nominated her.
Mm-hmm.
It was about
Well, you see, we were sitting there, and I knew I had to tell them that we hadn't come up with a queen, because
you mean our, the Pioneer Women
of Alaska, because you see, we alternated. One year we'd have the queen and pick out the queen. Next year the auxiliary would have done it kind of way back when the auxiliary first instituted. Well, we had a little controversy over that and hard feelings over the queen who was nominated. And
I didn't have it on record, but we did.
Oh, I see.
You were explaining where you had alternated
with the auxiliary, yes.
Yeah,
and
some years back that you had a little difference of opinion.
Mm, that's right.
So then the Pioneer Women of Alaska and the auxiliary number 8 got together and decided, well, one would name a queen one year and one would name the queen the next year.
That's right. So
last year
it was our turn to nominate. And we had a meeting with Amanda Hansen and Mildred and Adriana and I, and Mildred insisted that she didn't want it. They couldn't have it because they never was home enough. They want her and the queen and less the king, you see. And the men were kind of waiting to see if we could get her because the men wanted less. And we couldn't come up with anybody, and we suggested all types of people, and there's a few of us in the Pioneer Women that I want us to disband, because I told them that I feel so silly when they ask for the president of the Pioneer Women, you know, and I have to say I'm president. I've been there for 5 years, and we have no lodge. There isn't any of us here.
Yeah.
There's only three of us in the wintertime, and so I didn't think it was right for us to take up things like that when they have the great big auxiliary to carry on. So we came to a standstill, and nobody would come up with a name, or Mildred wouldn't take it. And Amanda said, well, she didn't want to disband until we got Mildred to become, till we had our turn to have Mildred as the queen. Well, if we waited, it'd be another 2 years, you see, because we had last year, and then this year it'd be the auxiliary, and then next year again be us. But there's no use us hanging on like that and fiddling away and dwindling away what money we've got. I couldn't see just using that money to have a lunch here and there or do some little thing and put the money in one big lump someplace or do some good. Mm-hmm. It's just down there in the bank. I guess it draws a little interest. But anyway, then they said, well, you come up with somebody. And I said, well, no, I'll just have to announce to the auxiliary that they have to choose the Queen Regent. And I hated to do that. And sitting there, I had been racking my brain, and we had gone through the membership list of the auxiliary. And we came up with a couple of names. We called two or three people. No, they didn't want it. I forgot now who we called. One was Mrs. Busby, Mrs. J. Busby. Yeah. And so then we... there was nothing was settled, so I went to auxiliary that night. I was just sitting there, and I was just looking around to see what I was going to do. And I hated to say that we, didn't come up with anybody. And so that's just when I got up, and I announced that we hadn't come up with any name. But I said, as long as it's been our choice to choose the Queen Regent, I said, I'd like to nominate Lena Phipps. I just had to look over there and see her there. And
I know, I'm sitting right next to her, and she
looks
so
pretty and sweet, and so
she is. She's a lovely person.
And she still thanks me for it. Yeah. And when she came back from Anchorage, she said
so much to her.
And that's like Mary with Janet, made me feel kind of guilty because I was the one that nominated Mary. Mm-hmm. They had somebody else that time to choose, and I just went over and I just said, well, Mary isn't going to be here so very long. She's worked hard ever mm-hmm. since. She's a chartered member of the auxiliary, and I didn't see any reason why she shouldn't be Queen Regent. She wanted so bad, because two or three years she'd say to me, why don't you get me Queen Regent, Reverend? Yeah. She always called me Rusty. And she said, why don't you get me Queen Regent, Rusty? Why don't you try and put me Queen Regent? So that's another one good deed I managed to do.
Meant so much to
Mary, and it did to Lena. I'm glad I did. But
Now
I'm through. I'm through now. I don't have anything whatever to say about anymore, or we don't.
Well, the auxiliary has to pick a queen.
Yeah, maybe one day they can come up and get Les on him. But I don't think Les would now since he's sick.
Yeah, he was pretty sick with his heart attack.
And I think he scared them because he's in intensive care for a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It would be really nice if Les and Mildred would be queen and king.
It really would.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So
we don't know who's going to come up.
We don't know who it is.
We don't know who's going to be 1974.
So
it's up to the
auxiliary. That should be settled maybe at the next meeting. Our next meeting is April 1st. So there'll be a couple more.
April,
we have plenty of time.
April. We have May be time. And if we do it in June, might be plenty of time, I guess, give the men a chance to see who they want for king. Kind of work together. So I'm glad we got that taken care of. Mm-hmm.